Scruple for meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Zachary, would you please do the seeker motion?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law, unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye. Okay. Per the request of a resident, I will state the attendance of the board members. In attendance is Nick Hoyt, Lou Hoyt, Zachary Gelling, Joanne Nazarian, Carrie Redhead, and Darlene Owens. Is there anyone here this evening who would like to address the board? No? Okay. All right. I would like to start with the comptroller and I. We had an opportunity to meet with our dog control officer recently, and he expressed that he feels that during this time that we need to increase a couple of our fees for the dog adoption fee, raising it from $80 to $110. Food has gone up, care, take, fuel, obviously, as well. The cleaning for them, vaccination, vet prices, and those. So I would, and so with that, he would like to increase the daily storage rate fee from $15 to $20 a day. Same also as when they're here, we feed them. If he notices that they have a flea or needs grooming, their nail trims or whatnot, he also does that. Or Eileen does that, his assistant. So I would like to make a motion to increase those fees for the dog kennel.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Abstain.
Redhead.
Aye. Okay. Second on the list, we put to auction 4 items, our highway department did. We put a 2015 pickup, and it sold for $20,100, a 2009 pickup for $2,850, a 2016 International Dump, which sold for $60,100, a Sander Spreader for $1,975. All that total brought in $85,025. I would like to make a motion to authorize to release these items to the bidders as soon as possible.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
And that was more than what we projected this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For auctions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Does that money all go back to the highway department?
Goes back to the town.
Back to the general fund.
It come out of the highway department. Why does it go back to them?
All expended, unexpended funds and revenue go back into the general fund to offset the tax levy every year.
You're up, Joanne.
I'm up.
Yep.
So first up is the Oswego County Snow and Ice Agreement. Every year, the town enters into an agreement with the county so that our highway department can plow the roads. This year, The contract will begin on October 1st, 2023 through April 30th, 2024. It is for a total of 26.74 miles in the town of Scruple at a rate of $8,500 per mile. The first installment of 25% of the contract shall be paid upon the execution of the agreement in October of 2023. The remaining installment of 75% of the contract price shall be paid in February of 2024. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the snow and ice contract agreement?
This was a reduction from previous years.
Yes, it went from 9,000 per mile to 8,500 per mile. All set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will make a motion to...
For 1 year, correct?
Yes, for 1 year. Yes.
Before you make that motion, I'm going to abstain only because it's already been signed and finalized before it came to the board.
So I will make a motion to accept the snow contract between Oswego County and the town of Scruple.
I'll second.
Dan, okay. Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Foyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Abstain.
Redhead.
Aye.
So we are in the middle of budget season, and every year, the state has put a 2% tax cap on towns and schools so that your tax levy can only increase by 2%. So what that equates to is about a $49,000 increase. The town board has worked very hard to bring the request and the budget down, but we are evaluating whether we need to go over the tax cap this year. So in order to do that, we need to have a public hearing to address the tax cap and adopt a proposed local law. Does anybody have any questions on that so far?
I just want to point out that this is something that normally all townships do, just in case when they reach their budget, they have to exceed that. It's a normal local law that gets done every year. The last year or two, the town opted not to do that. Up to this year, we've done it every year except for once or twice. It doesn't mean you have to exceed it. It just gives you the opportunity to exceed if needed.
So I propose to have the tax cap public hearing on... Just so that everyone knows, you have to have your public hearing by the Thursday after election. So the election this year is on November 7th. And so I propose to have it on the Thursday following the election, which would be November 9th, 2023, at 6:05 p.m.
Second.
That's because you're like Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
So also we need to do a public hearing for the preliminary budget. Right now the preliminary budget has not been approved. And does anybody have any questions on that? Or anything they'd like to add? Nick? Good. So I propose that we have that on November 9th, 2023 at 6:10 p.m. So direct.
Second. Did you have anything else to say? Are you sure? Yeah.
That was Gelling, right?
Yes.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
Next up is the Bankrupt Road Water District Bond Resolution. This just came to me today, so please bear with me. I just had a chance to read it today. The bond resolution is for the town of Scruple, Oswego County, New York, dated October 24th, 2023. authorizing the issuance of an up to $2,982 million principal amount of statutory installment bonds to finance the acquisition, construction, and installment of the water supply and distribution system for the Bankrupt Road Water District, and delegating the power to issue and sell such bonds to the town supervisor. So on February 13th, 2020, the town initially adopted the resolution for the Bankrupt Road Water District. On December 20th, 2022, in accordance with local law section 902-D, the town had held a public hearing with respect to reestablishment of the water district and increased the cost of the project, and adopted a public interest resolution determining that it is in the public interest to establish the district. On September 26th, 2023, the board readopted the public interest resolution and put it in the paper subjective to permissive referendum, which allows people to petition within 30 days to put it back out to a vote, and no such petition was filed with the town clerk. So the financing for the entire district is $6,024,000, and this resolution is authorizing the issuance of the bond up to $2,982,000 or lesser to be necessary as the installments towards the overall financing of the project. The bond is for 5 years, and this particular resolution is not subject to permissive referendum. So again, I apologize, this just came to me this afternoon. Does anybody have any questions or anything that they would like to add? No?
Yeah, when's it going to start there?
So,
Ian said beginning of November. Last I talked to him,
weather permitting,
a week or two ago, he said beginning first week
So I'd like to make a motion for the bond resolution of the town of Schuylkill, Oswego County, New York, dated October 24th, 2023, authorizing the issuance of up to $2,982 million principal amount for the installment bonds to finance the acquisition, construction, and installment of the water supply and distribution system for the Bankrupt Road Water District, and delegating the power to issue and sell such bonds to the town supervisor.
And that number was $2,982,000.
Did I say $2,982,000,000? Apologize for that.
Second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
Next up is an intermunicipal agreement between the Town of Schuylkill, the County of Oswego, the Village of Phoenix, and the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency. They are almost, they've almost received all of the funding.
There's a highlighted area of what his intentions are.
Okay. So there's the industrial park, and then there is the sewer line that goes from the industrial park to the Village of Phoenix Wastewater Treatment Plant. The village owns the wastewater treatment plant, the town owns the sewer line, and the IDA owns the industrial park. So they've for years been applying for grants to fix the sewer line and address the numerous problems to the Village of Phoenix Wastewater Treatment Plant. So there's a capacity issue there. They've been applying for grants for years, and Dave Turner, who is the head of economic development, has advised that they have almost received all of the funding. So we are at a point now where we need to enter into a intermunicipal agreement between those four entities to actually complete the work. The county is proposing that they take the lead on this and put the project out to bid and manage the project. So that's the gist of the agreement. According to Dave Turner, he says that he is proposing that we amend the existing agreement to reflect the two independent projects will be joined under one construction contract, and the county will manage, with your permission and assistance, the grant administration, bidding, letting and construction oversight of the project. They will pay all the bills and invoice the town for the funds under your jurisdiction. I did reach out to Graham. He doesn't see any issues with the agreement, but he did want to make note that the town is responsible for their portion, which equals $400,000.
And this was part of the ARPA funds that were set aside that the town received a couple years ago.
No, this is just for the line from the industrial park to the village?
It's for the line and the issues at the treatment plant. So it's overall, it's about a $9 million, last I knew, like a $9 million project.
What is the township actually going to be responsible for?
We're just responsible for the line.
And is that coming out of the district?
It's out of the industrial park sewer district. Okay. It's just that district.
So the rest of the township isn't paying for that?
No. Is that correct, Nick?
It's all under the industrial park.
Yes.
Special sewer district.
Yeah.
Correct. And thank you for explaining that the way you did.
I tried to do my best.
You've done a good job.
Thank you.
It makes sense to have the county take over as lead agency on this project.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them give all that to the county. Give it back to them for
a dollar.
We bought it for a dollar.
We bought it for a dollar. Mm-hmm.
Maybe two make a profit.
All right.
This will certainly help with the expansion of the industrial park.
It needs to be done.
Yes. All right. So I will make a motion to enter into the intermunicipal agreement by and between the Town of Scruple, County of Oswego, Village of Phoenix, and the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency.
I'll second.
Okay, Ms. Arion.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
After we get this all fixed up, are we going to maintain it or let it get into disarray that it's got into today?
We are
already
going to
in the process, right? We're already in the process of making sure we maintain it. The county's been a great partner.
It
should
be part of what you're doing. Just to let something go like this.
So
just like the parking lot out here, it's horrible. A lot of other things around here have just been let go.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Okay.
This is all more of the importance of the tax cap local law.
The last thing I have is the building LED lights. There are 24, and I don't know anything about the wattage or anything like that. So, there are 24 lights on the outside of the building. So, we have a quote here for the exterior LED fixtures, and the full price is $8,800. The National Grid contribution is $6,044. So the cost to the customer after the National Grid contribution is $2,755.60. Now, according to this document, I don't know exactly where it is, but the savings that we will get because they are LED will pay for itself in a year.
Yeah. On top of that, there's already numerous lights around the building, the wall packs.
This is under financials.
This is where
under financials.
Do you know how many there are, Jeff?
Estimated.
Probably Total annual donations estimated at.
Doesn't make sense to put money into those rent changes. Which is really a savings.
How much is it for a new light bulb? Did you already ask?
$100 for just one light bulb.
An LED light bulb are expensive.
No, the ones that are out there now.
Incandescent, but they're like round horseshoes.
Is there money in his budget right now?
Yes, there is money in his budget.
How much is left in the budget for 4-H trips, do you know?
No. Don't know.
That's great, thanks. Helpful.
Well,
no, we were just told this. I mean, he's got plenty left.
Capital improvement.
50,000.
He has 50,000 in his contingency.
Not to affect, if we pull out any between the end of the year and now, we're going to affect our unexpended funds going into next year already.
I guess the big question is, do we want to do, what's it, a 1-year, 2-year term? Or do we want to just pay it outright?
I just think we should pay it outright.
I do too.
No interest, save the taxpayers money.
They do give us zero interest rate, though.
Oh, I must not have looked at the financial.
No, that's just not financed from National Grid. Saves another 116.
Oh, I'm looking down at the bottom where it says 1-year term, monthly payments 230, interest rate 0%, 2-year term, monthly payments 115.
And three above that. There's the additional incentive of $116 if we don't finance with National Grid 20-year interest.
Okay.
Yep. Zero interest.
So, yeah, so I'm all in favor of paying for it. All, so that
when will it be done?
I don't know. I guess I'd be able to tell you. That's the thing.
I mean, is Tully usually pretty quick about these things, Nick? Or is that how you've worked with in the past?
Yeah, I think the only thing in the past is that if there's a
material or
equipment. Okay. All right, so I would like to make a motion to redo the lighting, which is 24 fixtures at the amount of $2,755.60.
$2,640.
That would be financed.
Yeah,
finance.
Because you're not financing.
Right there.
So not to exceed that.
Not to exceed.
Okay.
Second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
You shouldn't have complimented
Redhead.
Her, Ray.
I can't always
you
be
complimented
perfect.
Her way
so
too early.
You'll reach out to them and get back to us on when they're going to do it and be able to get it done. So.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sounds great.
All right. Anybody have anything else?
Nick, you got anything?
I do not.
We go. Okay. All right. I make a motion to close the town school board meeting at 6:23.
Second.
Ray, you jinxed me.
Nazarian.
You jinxed me.
She screwed up at the end. Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
As long as you admit
Redhead.
Aye.
I just read like 20 documents before I came in here. So
okay,
all like
you closed the meeting. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.